So the name of this series is Mental Health. It's a mental health series. Everybody say mental health. And so we know that mental health has everything to do with being emotional and even the physiological and social well-being. Mental health, it has everything to do with all of those three things. Social well-being, your emotional state, amen? And the enemy is just trying to get us all out of sorts. Not just us men, but he's trying to get all of us humans out of sorts, amen? So I'm going to start the scripture that's going to anchor us for the next 2 weeks is 2 Corinthians 12:7. Turn there for me, and it reads 2 Corinthians 12:7. So excited about this teaching. Mental health. 2 Corinthians 12:7. Turn there. It is definitely a lot that's before this. So, you know, we're picking up where Paul left off in this particular passage. And it reads, ready, set, go. 2 Corinthians 12:7 reads, "Or because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, I was giving a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to do what? To torment me." All right. Today, I want to talk about sort it out. Sort it out. Everybody say sort it out. And it's actually sort it out part one. Sort it out part one, not just for men, not just for women, but for all humans. If you don't remember anything else today from this teaching, please consider the challenge to become a better sorter. A better sorter. Amen? Here are three ways to get off to a great start to become a better sorter. Everybody say, sort it out. Everybody say, sort it out. Number one, embrace good and focus on it. Embrace good and focus on it. Number two, get your ears checked. Number three, sort it out when rested. Number one, embrace good and focus on it. Number two, get your ears checked. Number three, sort it out when rested. Sort it out. I just said that the devil seems like he's trying to get us all out of sorts. He's trying to just get us just off track. Amen? But want you guys to walk away today becoming and encouraged to be a professional or a better sorter. Lifestyle is about sorting. We know that the sorting lifestyle, we just got to figure out what bill are we going to pay sometimes, what bill are we going to not pay. I know we don't do checks more much these days, but anybody ever floated a check? Y'all know what that means, right? You just wrote the check, and then you hope by time it gets there, it the money's in the bank. I think it's called floating a check, right? Right, that's floating a check. So y'all must be well off. Y'all have never floated a check. Sorting. Everybody say sort it out. Personal letters. Even sorting out, going through that drawer and sorting out the letters or the mail that's in the drawer. Bank statements and receipts. It seems like life is just made up of, if I get my wallet and I hold it out, I probably can find about 18 receipts. Seems like life is just made up of what? Receipts. How many can find at least 3 receipts in your pocketbook right now? Raise your hand. You ought to thank God because that means something has been paid. If you got a receipt, that means something has been saved, been paid. Amen? Bank statements, invitations, every invite. Sometimes you got to sort through an invitation. Sometimes Alpheus has to sort through opportunities. Sometimes I have to sort through my calendar. Conflict, messages, even in 2025, AI sorting out. Is what I'm seeing really real? It is scary these days because it used to be a statement, believe, help me out, guys. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. Now it's like, believe none of what you see and none of what you hear. Why? Because of what? Because of artificial intelligence. It could sound like the truth. It could sound like a real person, but it's not a real person. Everybody say, sort it out. We even have to sort out breaking news. Even though it was coined by a president, I believe, some of news that we see is fake news. Amen? Opportunities, emails. I hate going through my Outlook. I got a witness in the room. I hate going through my emails. It's just like the worst. It's just like, I believe punishment in hell would be going through your emails. All day and all night. Life is about sorting. Everybody say, sort it out. What? Mental health. Sorting out life. Counselor and need counseling. The master and the slave. But as men, we are trying to sort out life. Everybody say, sort it out. Forrest Gump said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But what he didn't say was, you don't have to eat anything in that box of chocolate. That's even if you choose to eat anything in that box. Everybody say, sort it out. You have a choice not to eat anything in that box of chocolate. Write this down. There's some nuggets about sorting. Sorting is a discipline that can lead to objectivity. Number two, sorting is like this. There's this natural juxtaposition that happens when you're sorting. Everybody say, sort it out. There's this natural judging. If I choose you, that means I don't choose you. If I choose to go to this college, that means I didn't choose this college. I chose my wife, that means I didn't choose a lot of women. I was a catch in my day. Stay humble. I feel like going back and reading that scripture in order to keep me from being conceited. God gave me what? Put a thorn in my flesh. But sorting, there's this juxtaposition. When you don't choose something, you're sorting. When you make a decision, you are sorting. Write this down. Sorting is classifying. It's classifying. It's sorting. Sorting eventually yields to a deduction, a conclusion. Sorting is pressure. I'm the head of my household, and as men, we sort. Sometimes, ladies, y'all hear me clearly. If you're watching online, if you want the secret, we sort in silence sometimes. There may be something that pops off and we don't say nothing, but we're sorting. We're sorting in silence. Men, say this with me. Let us sort. Come on, men. Am I right about it? Let us sort it out. Amen. Because remember I said, sorting can lead to a deduction. It leads to objectivity. Sorting does bring pressure. Men, yes, we're sorting in silence. We're sitting there and we are sorting. Sorting is basically combing through info to get to this place of final. And we men do it differently than women. Amen? Amen? We sort, we process different. Amen? That's why the enemy is trying to get us all out of sorts. But how can you sort if your mind is cluttered, divided, distracted, or your heart, as men, your heart is discouraged? The enemy is trying to get us all out of sorts, humans out of sorts. How can you sort if your mind is cluttered, divided, distracted, your heart is discouraged? Turn to Proverbs 13:12. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. The enemy is trying to get us all out of sorts where we cannot even begin to sort. Everybody say, sort it out. 2 Timothy 1:17 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power and love and of a sound mind. Everybody say, sort it out. Look at the sorting that's going on in front of our very eyes. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? But of power, but of what? Love and what? A sound. Look at the sorting. So we have to sort through what spirit is being presented to us. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Spirit of fear or a spirit of what? Power. Fear or power? Fear or what? Or love. Fear or what? Sound mind. Everybody say, sort it out. God has not given us these days you hear people say, I'm not Christian, I'm just spiritual. All spiritual ain't God. Everybody say, sort it out. When people say I'm spiritual, well, you have to say, well, let's clarify. Because the root word of spiritual is what? Spirit. Everybody say, what spirit? Everybody say, what spirit? Even when people say God, everybody say, what God? Everybody say, which God? Everybody say, sort it out. Again, is it fear or power? Fear or love? Fear, or God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Everybody say, sort it out. Turn to Colossians 2:8. Sort it out. Sort it out. Colossians 2:8 says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the what? World, and not according to Christ. Everybody say, sort it out. Read this with me. A professional sorter. Ready, set, go. A professional sorter isn't just skilled at organizing things by his own might. They're skilled at sorting through the leading of the Holy Spirit. He practices or she practices self-awareness and metacognition, sorting through your own mind. Sort it out. Sort it out. Metacognition, we learned this term in the school system. And metacognition is basically thinking about your own thinking or thinking about your own thoughts. It's when you put your own thoughts under a surveillance camera and you are sorting through, why am I thinking this way? Why am I feeling this way? Everybody say, sort it out. Why do I wake up with this feeling? Why do I go to bed with this feeling? Why do I drive with and I have this feeling? Everybody say, sort it out. Can you turn back to 2 Corinthians 12, the scripture that we started with, 2 Corinthians 12:7? Because Paul had to sort through some mail from a mailman that didn't have a good package to deliver to him. Remember the sorting activities, bills, emails, opportunities. But mail, if I want to focus on mail, 2 Corinthians 12:7 says, read this with me one more time. Or because of these surpassingly great revelations. This is the scripture we started with. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to do what? To torment me. I think one translation says buffet me. So what message did Paul have to sort through? To keep me from becoming conceited, I was giving not messages, I was giving what? A thorn in my flesh, comma, a what? A messenger. Imagine getting a knock on the door and the mailman shows up with no mail. And the mailman says, or you get a letter and you open up the letter and the mailman pops out of the letter and says, I'm going to communicate this message to you in person. A messenger brings what? Messages. So it's a difference between reading a letter that somebody sends to you and a person coming in your house and sitting down, and they are the one delivering the messages. Am I making sense? To keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a what? Not messages, but it sounds like a person to me, a messenger of Satan. To do what? To get in my head, to get me all out of sorts. Because messages come from a messenger. So it's like skipping the messages and going straight to the root. And Paul was giving, perhaps he was given a person, because unlimited messages can come from a person. Like it stops when you read the message. It's like, all right, this is it. But if the person is at the crib, somebody ever come to your house and you was ready for them to go? You're like, well, you just shut up and stop talking. It's just like a bottomless pit of what? You ever heard a preacher or teacher just get up here and just you know, not me. Because I'm almost finished. It's almost like, man, you are in trouble if the messenger is in your head. Not the messages, but the demonic, the Satan himself. If he's taking root. If you don't remember anything else, remember I started with this. Told you I was almost finished. These are three things to get us off to a good start to become a better sorter. Everybody say, sort it out. Yeah. Number one, you wrote it down, was what? Embrace good and focus on it. Number one, embrace good and focus on it. Romans 7 says, for I do not do the good I what? I want to do. But the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. What in the world is going on? I submit to you guys that he's focusing on the wrong thing. Because, read it one more time. For I do not do the good, what? I want to do. What is it inside of you that wants to do good? What is it in you that makes you not cuss them out? Let's focus on that. Amen. You want to clap back, but you don't clap back. For I do not do the good I want to do. Everybody say, I want to do good. That's embrace good and focus on it. Everybody say, sort it out. Sort it out. Focus on the good that you want to do. Of course, we're flesh. We're gonna wanna show out. But there's a song about to come out called something about God is showing out. God's about to show out. I just heard it on the radio. Next scripture, next passage here. I find then a law that evil is present with me. Don't focus on that. The one who wills to do good, for I delight in the law of God. Focus on that. According to the inward man, mental health. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my what? The law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. Focusing on the wrong thing, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? That sounds like Paul is trying to do what? He's sorting it out. It's mental. It's a lot going on up here. Amen. It's a lot going on up here with our young people and marriages. It's a conversation that you don't hear that we should be concerned about. Amen. And Paul is letting us in on what's going on in his head. But remember, number one takeaway, embrace good and focus on it. Everybody say embrace good and focus on it. Number two, check your hearing. Check your hearing. Romans 10:7 says, you heard me, God. You heard me lift this before. You hear me lift this plenty of times. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. Faith comes by what? Hearing and what? Hearing by the word of God. Say it again. Faith comes by hearing and. So if you don't have faith, what are you not hearing? The word of God is so simple. Amen. It is so simple. CNN, fear. Radio, doubt. Word of God, faith. Word of God, healing. Faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. Fear comes by hearing something. Sadness comes by hearing something. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4:8. Let's read it. Ready, set, go. We are yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Everybody say, check your hearing. Do you see in this passage what you should focus on? I'm going to read it one more time. And what you think we should focus on, I want you to scream it to the, well, you don't have to scream it. Don't hurt yourself. But just shout it out. We are troubled on every side. This is your turn. Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down. I submit to us, in our sorting and out, we really have to become, we should look like we're crazy, not to become crazy. That makes sense? I mean, if you have to walk around the house not distressed, not in despair, I feel good, I'm going to be okay. We're going to be all right. It is going to be okay. Who you talking to? Me? Okay, that's normal. Sometimes you have to look like you're crazy in order to what? Not to become crazy. Check your hearing. It is that serious. Mental health. Amen? It all starts here anyway. Colossians 2. Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world. Why? As though you still belong to the world. Do you submit to his rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. I mean, if you have your phone, if you're walking in the community, if you're driving, don't go over there. If you have to tell yourself, don't go over there, don't look at that, don't listen to that, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Some sorting out, we shouldn't even have to be sorting out. I mean, I'm no judgment, no condemnation, but some things just don't pass the eye test. Amen. I mean, just some things after a certain age, your sorting out should become a little bit easier. Amen. Amen. Amen? Amen. I mean, it's just you're not twerking at 90. I probably never said twerking in the pulpit, or well, I'm not even in the pulpit in my life because I don't want to. But there's some things that you shouldn't have to. Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Everybody say, sort it out. Probably the most important one, very simple. To me, it's simple. But as men, this should be a blessing to us as humans, as women. wives, daughters, sort it out and rest it. And all of God's people said, what? Do not make a major decision when you're tired at 11:59 p.m. Amen? Amen? Why are you trying to sort it out and you ain't had no sleep? Why are you trying to get your life at 10:50 p.m.? Go to sleep and let God do it. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that what? Labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Psalms 127:2 said, it is useless, pointless, for you to work so hard. Men, this is for us, because we're going to provide. Amen. We're going to make it happen. Granddaddy going to make it happen for the family. I'm going to figure out a way. I mean, that's the spirit of men. Amen. They're going to try to make it happen. Godly men. That's the spirit of godly men, obviously. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night. Anxiously what? Anxiously is mental. It's one thing to work, but it's another thing to work anxiously. Because some people enjoy their work, their jobs. But when you're anxious, you go to work and you're anxious, that ain't no way to live. Anxiously working for food to eat for God, that means you're out of order. Because perhaps you're anxiously working because God never told you to accept that job. God never told you to go there and do that to make ends meet. God never told many of my friends to go play that gig to make ends meet. Rest to his what? Loved ones. Everybody say, sort it out when rested. Psalm 46 says, be still and know I am God. Isaiah 30:15 says, in repentance and rest is your what? Salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Avoid sorting it out when you're tired and tapped out. Who is that for? Sort it out when rested. Did y'all enjoy this teaching? Amen. Clap your hands. I'm finished. Amen. Told you it wasn't going to be long. Let us, ladies, let the men sort it out. Let us sort it out. We're sorting it out differently than you. We're sitting there. Especially when the remember I said sorting it out will leads to objectivity or a deduction or something that's final. When daddy say, nope, you can't go to that party. How did he get to that conclusion? Because he's did what? He sorted it out. No, you can't go to Myrtle Beach. But dad, I just graduated. You can't go to Myrtle Beach for spring break or for senior week. And now dad looks like a hero because there was a shooting at Myrtle Beach where maybe 11 people, I'm not sure if anybody died. Did anybody die? But 11 people were shot in Myrtle Beach. And when dad said, uncle, whoever is in charge, nope, can't go to Myrtle Beach. He's already sorted it out to get to this objective deduction. No, you can't go. When he says, nope, we're not doing it, he's just not saying that just to be saying that. He's sorted it out. Amen? Come on, stay to your feet. Because I'm done so early, I feel like doing part two, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be disciplined. Close your eyes for me, guys. So I don't know if you guys are in a sorting it out season. Nothing's bad like the Andersons. It's just a season of sorting it out, opportunities, travel, bills, The next season, so many things that we have to sort through. Sorting it out is not just for the men. Sorting it out is just, it's for everybody. So in this moment, just get what's most pressing these days to you, and I want you to take it to God independently. I don't know what it is. So whatever's pressing, whatever's on your heart, whatever you're sorting out, if you can take it to God independently, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yep, I'm encouraging you guys to take it to God in prayer. Whatever it is you're trying to sort out, sort through, again, an opportunity, or you're trying to sort through something that happened in the past. Sometimes it's hard to sort out new opportunities because something is holding you back. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Yep, even though it's quiet, it is very active in this room. You guys are sorting it out. You're trying to choose. You're trying to figure it out. Do I do this? Do I do that? God already knows. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life, sorting, and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live." For the next 10 seconds, can you guys just choose to speak something positive in the atmosphere? Can you speak life in the atmosphere? Peace, obviously peace, wealth, health, success, victory. Sometimes we gotta look like we're crazy to keep from becoming crazy. It has not happened yet, but you will be a millionaire. You will have a house. You will have a house. You will have a spouse. You will have a car. No, it hasn't happened yet. Yes, you will have a kid. You will have a best friend. You will have a job. You will have a ministry. You will have a business. You will have peace. You will have a degree. Come on, guys. You got to put stuff like this on repeat. Put it in your playlist. Look like you crazy. And watch everybody follow suit when they start to see what you said. Lord, thank you for this teaching. Thank you for this word. Thank you for, in a simple way, reminding us. Sorting it out is basically making a choice to serve you, to yield to your way, to denounce, the messages of the enemy, or to reject the messages from Satan, to reject negativity, to reject evil, and choose good. This simple message is what we needed today as we're sorting out every single day. We thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that will continue to allow us to make great decisions, to make good decisions. When we leave here, keep us safe and forever in your care. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, you guys are dismissed. Sort it out. Sort it out.